we just take it as part of our everyday. We see the people out on the beach. Everybody's wearing their Phillies red. They go to the stadium. You know, we consider Clearwater your second home. And we think that your residents and the people from the Delaware Valley think the same way of us.
How does hosting the Phillies spring training boost your economy specifically? I mean, do you have numbers?
Basically, for the year, the economic impact of the Phillies and the Threshers in all of the operations in Clearwater are well over $100 million.
By hosting the Phillies fans for so long, I'm thinking you can pick us out of a crowd. Are you familiar with our stereotypical characteristics that we're cheesesteak-loving people who sound a little like New Yorkers, but not exactly?
You tend to be loud. That is correct. But that's okay. That's okay because, you know, we're a little laid back here, and, you know, we're not the big city like Philadelphia is, but we appreciate having, you know, y'all here.
I have friends who've gone down for spring training during their spring break with their kids, and they say, yeah, you go to the local watering holes, the local restaurants, and you're rubbing elbows with all kinds of players and even folks who are dignitaries of your city.
Yes. And you know, a lot of the Phillies, because of that long-standing relationship, have come down here and have lived or bought a home and use it as a second home or even as a permanent residence.
You were elected to Clearwater City Council back in 2008 before becoming mayor. That's the year the Phillies went to the World Series and they beat the Rays.
That's correct.
Where was your allegiance then? And, you know, Tampa is your next-door neighbor.
Well, let me clarify that the Rays are called the Tampa Bay Rays, but they play in St. Petersburg, not in Tampa. And, you know, it was tough. We wanted to have a good series. We had a good series. We were excited when the Phillies won.
Do Phillies fans roam very much and take in all the special sights and get involved in other activities? I've heard terrific things about Honeymoon Island State Park and an island called Caladesi.
Yes.
It's a completely natural island. Would they venture out to these destinations?
They do. It's all part of the experience here. We have Moccasin Lake Park. We have the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. When you come here, you really can experience lots of different arts and entertainment in addition to taking in a game at Bright House Field.
What advice do you have for first-time spring training fans arriving in Clearwater?
Come early, to not be surprised by our hot weather. We're shoveling sugar sand and not snow, and just have a good time.
You really sound like you're in your glory this time of year.
I'm the biggest sports fan, and I've become a huge Philadelphia fan. We come up once a year with the Chamber of Commerce just to take in a couple of ball games, and we just enjoy the Philly steak, cheesesteak and going to the ballpark and just walking around, you know, Independence Hall. I mean, you know, our country is wrapped around Philadelphia so much that I just feel an honor to be the mayor of Clearwater and be able to have that special relationship that our city and my predecessors helped form with the Phillies management.
Well, thanks so much, Mayor George Kritikos. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having us.